Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today, we have a story from a place which is, for me, the other side of the world. The longest trip that I could possibly take would end up in the country where this story takes place. That is Australia. And not only Australia, but actually, it takes place in an island off the northern coast, I think, of Australia called Tasmania, about 150 miles from the main Australian land. So the way the story begins is like this. There was a shliach, an emissary of the Lubavitcher Rebbe, living in Australia, and his name was Yosef Gutnik, or maybe Chaim Gutnik. And he got a telegram from the Rebbe. Now, telegrams are not so common today. It's kind of like getting an email. So he opened the telegram, and it's a telegram from the Rebbe, and the Rebbe says, go to Tasmania. Go to Tasmania. Now, it wasn't so easy to go to Tasmania. I'm not sure whether he had to take a boat or a plane, but it was quite a trip, quite a journey. The Rebbe gave no instructions whatsoever about what he was supposed to do in Tasmania. He just said, go to Tasmania. Now, a chassid, when he gets an instruction from the Rebbe, he does it, and he does it besimcha, he does it joyfully, that the person is very happy that the Rebbe picked him out and said, okay, I have a task for you. I have something for you to do. So he went to Tasmania, whatever number of hours it took. I don't know. He went there. He goes to Tasmania, goes to a town in Tasmania called Hobart. I'm not sure if it's the biggest town or the smallest town, but Tasmania is a place that's kind of like the end of the world. So tourists go there. There's a lot of it. Island is national parks and so forth. It's a very, very out-of-the-way place. So he's walking in the street in Hobart. Has no idea what he's supposed to be doing in Tasmania. He has no clue. But he's walking around in the street in Hobart. All of a sudden, a guy comes running out of his house, runs up to Rabbi Gutnik, and gives him a big bear hug. Thank you so much. I'm so happy to see you. What? Rabbi Gutnik didn't know who in the world he was, but he looked like a nice person. And he said, Rabbi, please come into my house. We have to talk. Okay. So Rabbi Gutnik came into his house and they sat down and he said, listen to this story, Rabbi Gutnik. By now, maybe you knew his name was Rabbi Gutnik. He said, listen, Rabbi, I have a story to tell you. He said, my wife and I have lived here in Tasmania for many years. Now, we are both Jewish, but we are both secular and really, when we started out, really anti-religious. And therefore, we decided that when we would have children, hopefully, we will not teach them anything about being Jewish because we don't believe it. I am a scientist. My wife is a psychologist. And we just don't go for it. So that was our plan. And now I could say that God blessed us with children. And life went on and they began to grow up and they began to become old enough to understand that the other kids in their class were all celebrating certain holidays. And we told them that we were Jewish, but we never told them anything about what that means. We told them you were Jewish, but we don't observe anything. We don't keep anything that's Jewish because we don't believe in it. But the kids became very upset. They said, wait a minute, why should that be? Why should all these other kids be celebrating holidays? And we don't celebrate anything. They said, yeah, because we don't believe it. Well, so what if we don't believe it? We want to celebrate holidays, the children said. We want to celebrate holidays too. We don't want to be the only ones in the class that don't have any holidays. Okay. All right. So we said to them, fine, we'll light a menorah for Hanukkah. That's what we'll do. Well, there's a holiday called Hanukkah. And what you do is you take a menorah, put some candles in, and you light it. That we'll celebrate that. Okay. Well, once we opened the door, our children were not satisfied. They said, no, that's not enough. We want to celebrate more holidays and more holidays. And one thing led to another. And after a while, we were celebrating a lot of holidays. And then, of course, our children wanted to find out if there were other Jewish people around. And there were other Jewish people. 300 or 400 Jewish families live in Tasmania. So because of our children, we got together with these other Jewish people. Now, one thing led to another. And it turned out that since I'm from Israel, I can read Hebrew. And I'm pretty much the only one in our group that can read Hebrew. And therefore, the other people in the group, they got a hold of a Torah and made kind of a sort of a synagogue. Not, you know, don't really know what we're doing exactly, but something. And so I'm the one who has to read the Torah because I'm the only one who can read the Hebrew. So that's what we do. Actually, I'm not sure if they had a Sefer Torah. Maybe they just had a book of Torah that they read from. And so it went. And as I began to read more and more of the Torah, I began to become kind of curious about it after all. And, you know, since I knew what it was saying over there, and we started to get some books, and the kids wanted to know more, and we began to teach them more, and we began to basically start to believe in it. We started to believe in it, and we started to, you know, take it kind of seriously. But we didn't know much about it. This was really before the internet, where now, today, you can just Google Torah or Judaism, and the whole world of Torah and Judaism is open for you right on your phone or your computer or your iPad. But in those days, it was before the internet, and therefore, all you could do is order some books, you know, and we read those books that we had got, but we couldn't really find out if there was more to learn. We were kind of stuck. And so my son and I one time were learning about different things in the Torah that I'd read. And my son said to me, you know, it says in the Torah that God spoke to Moses. Now, is there a Moses today that God speaks to? And so I said, I don't know, because I didn't know what to tell my son. But I said, I think that if it's the Torah is really true and that there was a Moses that God spoke to then, I would think that there's a Moses today also. There's somebody like Moses today that probably God speaks to. If Torah is real and Torah is really eternal, then that's what it says in the Torah. The Torah is eternal. Then it must be that there's a Moses today also. There must be somebody that God speaks to also. So my son and I began to pray that God should please answer our questions. He should send us, you know, this. If there's a Moses, that he should send this Moses to us so that we can get all these questions answered that we have about Judaism. You know, and Moses was there. Anybody had questions, they could ask Moses. Moses would be able to tell them what Hashem, what God says. Well, what about today? How do we do it? So we prayed for this. My son and I prayed, and we were hoping that, you know, we would be able to find out. Now, I look out the window today. I think it's a day later, 2 days later. And there you are, a rabbi with a whole getup, with a hat and the long coat and everything. And my prayers are being answered. God is sending me a rabbi to tell me, you know, the answers to the questions that I need. So that was the beginning. And Rabbi Gutnick began to teach Torah regularly in Tasmania. He would come on a regular basis to teach. And eventually he began to teach them all about the idea that in every generation there is what's called in the Zohar is Pashtusa de Moshe, the outspread of Moses, Bechol Dor, in every generation. And he told them that, yes, the idea of a leader of the generation that Hashem communicates with is alive and well. And that is the idea of the leader of a generation, the Moses of the generation. And little by little, the Hasofers, that was their last name, Hasofer, which actually means the scribe. It's actually probably the name of the father because probably some generations back, his father or grandfather or whatever it was must have been actually a sofer. So he got the name Hasofer, the scribe. But in any case, they learned little by little and they became more and more observant of Torah and mitzvahs. So what does this story teach us? It's really an amazing story. A very beautiful story. First of all, we see that the children had a desire for Judaism, for Torah and mitzvahs. They were the ones that started the whole thing. We also see that there is a leader of the generation who cares about each and every Jew, even somebody on the other side of the world who has questions in Judaism, who cares. That leader of the generation cares about that person. And in this story, very simply, the Rebbe contacted Rabbi Gutnick and said, go to Tasmania, because he knew that this Jew, Mr. Hasofer, Dr. Hasofer, Professor Hasofer, needed to learn more about Torah mitzvahs. And so another one of the lessons that we have from this is that every single Jewish person can teach Torah. If you know Aleph, you can teach Aleph. If you know Beis, you can teach Beis. And not only you can, but you must. We all must do whatever we can to spread Torah and mitzvahs, to teach people that we can reach. And in this way, little by little, we will push the Jewish people closer and closer. And God willing, with Hashem's help, he actually is, of course, willing, but with his help, we will hopefully have the Geula immediately through Mashiach, Tzidkenu, and one little bit extra of learning Torah, one little extra mitzvah can tip the scale. Even a good word or a good thought or a kind act can tip the scale and bring redemption immediately. So let us all try to add in our learning and mitzvahs and goodness and kindness to bring Mashiach immediately. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.